This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The hour, another chance for you to listen to us, and we listen to you in a manner of speaking. A lot of people follow us on Twitter at DJV Show. That's cool. Facebook.com/DJV Show. And then there's the opportunity that you have to listen to Doug, Jennifer, and Victoria as we romp our way through the issues of the day, the things that people are talking about, the things that affect your life, thoughts that we have because we have a sort of unique perspective on things, as do you. You all have thoughts. Thoughts are things. What do you think about a man who spent 17 years behind bars for a crime he said he didn't commit, and now it's proven that he didn't commit it? In fact, the conviction of Richard Jones has been overturned after the Midwest Innocent Project and the University of Kansas Law School helped uncover what is now believed to be a wrongful conviction because the eyewitness did not identify this fellow correctly because he's black, and as we all know, all blacks look the same. So, some have said. So here we have this outrage that continues in our country where people, I mean, there are plenty of people who are guilty of things and they don't get convicted. And I think that's almost, it isn't almost, it is better to have a wrong conviction. Let me see if I can say this the right way. It's better to have a person who's a perpetrator on the street and not in jail than to have a person in jail who didn't do something wrong. Does that make sense? That,
wait, say that again? Yeah.
It's better to have a criminal on the street and free.
Right. Than an innocent
man. To have somebody in jail.
Oh, God. Okay.
Who ought not to be there because it was bad police work.
Right.
Bad work by the district attorney. All of these sorts of things that go on that are too frequently a problem in our country. We all know there's no such thing as perfection. We all know the DNA and fingerprints and things kind of can be maneuvered around. They're not perfect. But in this guy's case, there was no physical evidence. He had an alibi, and it proved to be correct, but yet they paid no attention to it. So now this innocent project goes out and frees this guy. And they did the same thing, by the way, with somebody in Pennsylvania. This guy was innocent, been in jail 24 years, and it was found because there was so much protesting. The parents or the family goes to this organization called the Innocence Project, and they present them with, "I'd please look at this again." And so they dig around. That's their job. It's a college that's teaching law, and they're teaching the people coming through the school how to prosecute. And here's what you need. And here's an example of something that's done right or that's done wrong. And that's what they do. And it's something that's needed because we do have people. It's an imperfect system, to be sure. Nobody's suggesting it has to be perfect, and thus my claim that it's better to have somebody guilty running free than someone innocent in jail. I think, what does that tell you about me? I don't know what it tells you. I don't care what it tells you about me, except that I can't stand to have people who become victimized by a system that doesn't want to work or doesn't seem to have to work in some circumstances. How come it works for some and doesn't for other? What happened to justice for all? What is it? Liberty and justice for all? Nonsense. That doesn't happen, even come close to happening. I think it's really good that we have people doing this work. Congratulations to the people in Kansas who are at that college who are doing this kind of work. Good for them. And good for the guy that was in jail for 17 years. Not that he was there for 17 years, but he can get out, at least have some kind of a life. How do you live and not reflect on that all the time? You just have to let it go, man. You gotta let it go. Oof. But think of how hard it would be if it was you. Jennifer, you get sent to jail for doing something you know you didn't do. Can you even put yourself in that place? How can it? Most of us can't do that. Even come close to doing it.
Whew. I wonder if it would be even worse if you have a loved one there. You know, that must be even more frustrating to be on the outside trying to do everything you can, you know, exhausting all resources.
All right, let's talk about something that's kind and cheerful in the sports news. Chicago Cubs fan, this woman and her relationship to the blind Cubby, Cubs fan, and what's all over social media here, Victoria, Casey Spellman. And the fan whose name, is it Yusuf Dale, is that it? The blind guy? Yeah.
Yeah, that's
so
the
So what
fan.
Happened? What's the story?
Well, it's an interesting story. What happened was Casey Spellman is a 26-year-old woman who was leaving the Chicago Cubs game at Wrigley Field on Saturday. And as she was, as the crowd, I guess, looks for taxi cabs and ways to depart, she noticed that there was a blind man with a walking stick trying to hail a cab, and it wasn't working for him. So after a few minutes, she saw him struggling, and she went over and asked if he needed assistance, and he said that he did. And so she flagged down a car for him and helped him get into the car and went about her business. The interesting thing about this, a guy named Ryan Hamilton was actually standing on a rooftop nearby a restaurant. He was taking video of the crowd leaving, and he saw this interaction, and so he zoomed in on it and posted it online just as a just wanted to give her a tribute, saying, you know, what a wonderful, kind gesture this was. And so, of course, it just went viral almost instantly. Any type of feel-good thing, I think, in today's kind of, you know, climate of, of tension, any type of thing like this tends to go viral pretty quickly. Yeah. And so local media picked up on it, and they tracked her down and found out who she was. And he said he knew she wasn't doing it for any other reason, just that she wanted to help. And he said, you know, her act of kindness was something that is a little bit more of what the world needs right now. So it's it's kind of a beautiful story. And also there were some, you know, he was a black man, she's a white girl. There was also some of the racial elements to it as well, you know, just helping another human being out.
I'm reminded of a song that was a big pop song when I was a disc jockey by a lady named Jackie DeShannon. The song was called What the World Needs Now Is Love.
Yeah.
Sweet love. Not just any love. I'm remembering some of the lyric line. All right, so that takes care of the Chicago Cubs fan. Now, let's get over to Gronkowski.
Yeah, enough of the sappy stuff. Let's talk about Gronk. I mean, come on.
All right. There's a sapless Jennifer Horn.
Yeah. So Father's Day is nearly upon us, and if you are looking for that last-minute gift for Dad, New England Patriots tight end Rob Gronkowski and the Seattle Seahawks cornerback Richard Sherman have an idea for you. A tie made entirely of beef jerky. Every man's dream, clearly. I think we actually, do we have some audio of this, Kara? Do we have some audio of the beef jerky tie from Rob Gronkowski?
Father's Day Moments with Rob Gronkowski.
Dear Dad, you've been my greatest inspiration and my biggest supporter, which is why this Father's Day, I'm giving you the best gift you'll receive from any of your sons, especially Glenn. Of course I'm talking about the jerky tie. Made from 100% all-natural Alberto beef jerky, the jerky tie will satisfy your need for that famous Gronkowski style and your hunger at the same time. I hope you'll think of me every time you wear it. Love, Rob.
Yeah. For a guy with two brain cells, this is not a terrible idea.
I know, right?
I love Rob Gronkowski.
Yeah.
So they even put out this do-it-yourself jerky tie instruction video on how to make Dad a homemade version of Alberto's jerky tie that they're advertising. They say since prehistoric times, children have struggled with what to get Dad for Father's Day. A shirt, some cologne, a ratchet set. Well, fret no more, because we have everything you need to become Dad's favorite child. It's very funny.
All right, happy Father's Day, which is coming up, as a matter of fact. Television news. Up next here, what's going on the boob tube? We'll find out after these important messages.
If you run your own business, when you're not on the job, you're on the road. In your van. Signs that say detour and do not enter are just plain bad for business. Well, here's a sign that's great for business. It says 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance on Mercedes-Benz Sprinter or Metris vans. Powerful, capable, and affordable. That's Mercedes-Benz van power. With pioneering safety technologies and low total cost of ownership, Mercedes-Benz vans are the right choice for your business. Check out the full lineup of Mercedes-Benz vans starting at just $25,995. 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance. That's van power for all. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
Starting at price refers to base model Metris worker cargo van. Excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Please see your dealer or go to mvvans.com for further details and exclusions.
Check out the Groupon app where you can save up to infinity. Theoretically speaking. Actually, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Suppose you saved $10 on tacos and took that $10 and used it to get more great restaurant deals on Groupon, like Italian or Chinese. Pretty soon, you could save a ton. Brunch? Check Groupon. Dinner plans? Check Groupon. Hungry? Use the top-rated Groupon app to save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Download the app and save. Groupon.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on. Well, now, home entertainment was my baby's wish, so I...
Let's get to the television report. Lauren Graham says she's had enough of Lorelai Gilmore. So the Gilmore Girls have been on Netflix just this season. I know they were on mainstream TV for 9 or 10 years, I think. But what's the story with this and her, Jen? Or Victoria, who knows the story?
Well, I think the story is that they came back to Netflix and they did they did it by season. And so they did an update from winter, from spring, from summer, from fall in a year. And spoiler alert, the daughter, I can't remember what her character's name is, but the daughter finds out she's pregnant at the end. That's right, Rory finds out she's pregnant at the end of the series. So the thought was, are they going to come back and do another check-in and to stream another check-in? And it looks like now that maybe the characters are kind of done with this. Hmm. Is that about encapsulated, ladies?
That's it?
Perfect.
Yeah. Have you watched it? Anybody else?
I never watched Gilmore Girls. I think, Kara, you did, right?
Yeah, I watched the show, and then I didn't actually watch all four of the hour-long things that they put out last year. I watched the first two. I was not really a big fan, which is why I'm actually glad that Lauren Graham is saying this, because one of my biggest pet peeves is when TV shows go on for too long and they just drag it out over and over again.
Nothing there.
And, yeah, I mean, they finished the season, and they put these four out, so I think that's all they need to do.
Mm-hmm. All right, what did you watch last night of interest in import, Jennifer?
An old episode of Alice on the Logo Channel. It's my favorite. Right.
Oh, my God, you're so funny.
What about you, Victoria? What did you watch last night?
Well, we went out to dinner, so we kind of were peeping over at the TV to see the Cavaliers and Golden State game, not really that interested in.
Sports bar sort of place?
Well, there was a restaurant, but there's a sports bar next door, so Lewis was craning his neck to see the TV.
Craning his neck.
Hey, in less than 2 weeks, I get to marry that.
That's right.
Oh, hooray.
Lucky woman.
Yeah, all right. So what about tonight, Jen?
Tonight,
what do we have?
Pretty Little Liars is coming down to the finish. That's at 8 o'clock on Freeform, a new episode there. Then if you don't have enough Basketball Fever, 30 for 30 airs on ESPN. It takes a look at the feud between the Celtics and the Lakers, the best of enemies. So that's on ESPN tonight at 8. And then Sci-Fi has a show called Face Off. That's at 9 p.m., and it's a new set of eager special effect makeup artists that are ready to battle for the crown of the reality competition when it comes back for its 12th season.
Ah. So I'm watching, I like to watch, especially when I'm really zoning out, old episodes of shows like Person of Interest and Blue Bloods. That's what I seem to find myself when I just sort of lay off. That's what I end up doing. It's 21 after the hour, just in case anybody's wondering.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Spice Girls, Ginger Spice, working on a George Michael tribute 2 days before what would have been his 54th birthday. Jerry Halliwell paying homage to George Michael in her first global music release in 12 years called Angels in Chains. A single produced by a collaborator of George Michael's, Chris Porter, available on the 23rd of this month. Profits from its sale will go to Michael's charity of choice, Childline. So Ginger Spice, or Jerry Halliwell, wrote the single, said, quote, "When I first heard the sad news of his passing, I was 9 months pregnant with my son Monty, and I was full of emotions. I didn't know quite what to do with my feelings, so I put it in a song, which became Angels in Chains. I'm first and foremost a George Michael fan, so to be in the same studio with these amazing gifted artists who have put their stamp on so many of my favorite records was a real privilege." She wrote, quote, "This is our way of saying goodbye to our friend, and I hope George's fans enjoy this as much as we have enjoyed making it." So again, called Angels in Chains.
Can't wait to hear it. We'll have to add it to New Music Monday. It's coming out June 23rd.
Not till the 23rd, right. Yeah. Angels in Chains. Okay. So that's that story. Now to a music festival. We got lots of music festivals to celebrate. And here's the update on last weekend's Bonnaroo. Big attendance drop from 2016. So apparently there were more people in attendance. Is that right?
They yeah, 2016 was kind of a lull for whatever reason, and then this past weekend it had a big spike up to 65,000 fans each day.
What's the history of Bonnaroo?
You know, I've been invited to go to Bonnaroo a few times, and I have declined because it's just a mud fest in Tennessee.
Really?
It's just you're in a field. Are you
talking disparagingly about Tennessee?
No, it's just it's everyone who's ever been to Bonnaroo. I mean, your car gets stuck in the mud, and I'm not into, like, camping or in the mud, so, yeah.
That was Woodstock, by the way.
Yeah, it's like that, but super, super hot.
And humid.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
So headliners were the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Weekend, U2 was there, right?
I think U2 was actually the biggest draw.
Yeah.
Because the Joshua Tree Tour is sold out.
Yeah.
So they made a stop there.
Yeah. Just because they want to accommodate more people? Is that it?
I guess they just, it's their first ever U.S. festival appearance, so I think they just scheduled it to do it, you know, and they're already on tour, so they were probably in that area.
Yeah. Chance the Rapper was there, Travis Scott. So this was, at first blush, you'd look at this and say, okay, this is a country venue because it's in a country state. Not so fast.
Right.
Right?
Yep.
They, it looks like there's a lot, but why do they call it Bonnaroo? Is that
I have no idea what the name is about. I don't know.
I don't get it either.
Yep.
Billy Joel was in one of these. I'm looking at some of the former performers. Robert Plant has been in one of these things. It's about an hour north of Nashville. So I'm confused. Did Luke Bryan perform and Dierks Bentley and Kenny Rogers as well?
Well, no. The interesting thing is that was the CMA Fest.
And which was so just north of there.
They were just an hour north, which is, you know, when you have Dierks Bentley, Luke Bryan, and Kenny Rogers and Miranda Lambert, that's a huge draw. So it's amazing that Bonnaroo did so well, considering that the crowd was really a lot.
So what does that tell you about what people want to do in these circumstances, Victoria, over the summertime? Is this
have fun,
more
enjoy
and
life.
More of these things?
Yeah.
Can we expect more and more of them?
Yeah, I think so. It's
funny.
An escape.
8 past the hour on DJV.
Insight Daily Radio. Jeffrey Kluger is the author of the newly released book, Apollo 8, the thrilling story of the first mission to the moon. This gripping new book tells the untold story of the historic voyage to the moon that closed out one of our nation's darkest years with a nearly unimaginable triumph.
October 4th, 1957, I was 3.5 years old, and I was standing on the front lawn with my parents and my older brother, and we were looking for Sputnik. I feel like I imprinted on the space program in the same way that a baby goose that just hatches out of its egg imprints on the first thing it sees. To me, the space program had that kind of primal effect. I grew up watching all of the missions. I grew up thinking about, wanting to write about the missions. I knew in my heart that while I would love to have been an astronaut, I knew I didn't have the stuff to be an astronaut. I didn't have the brass to be an astronaut. But I did think I had the stuff to tell the stories. When we were making the movie Apollo 13, Marilyn Lovell once said to me, Jim Lovell's wife, and I took this as exactly the compliment she meant it. She said, I think Jim was born to fly that mission, and you were born to tell the story. And in some ways, I feel like my career as a science journalist and as a space journalist has been to make sure those stories get told. Apollo 8 was a story I waited way too many years to tell, given what it meant for humanity's advancement into space. And I'm glad I finally have fulfilled what almost feels like a personal responsibility.
That's author Jeffrey Kluger on his newly released book, Apollo 8. The thrilling story of the first mission to the moon. Insight Daily Radio.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Kyle is a professional dog trainer.
Sit down. Roll over. Good.
When it comes to canine obedience, he's your best friend's best friend.
Oh, such a good girl.
And in his personal time, Kyle's a personal trainer.
Nice work on those planks, guys. Now roll over and give me 25 push-ups. 1, 2, good. Hey, keep that caboose down.
You see, no matter who or what he trains, Kyle knows how to get results. But when it comes to mortgages, he's less confident.
Guilty as charged.
Fortunately for Kyle, there's Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. It's simple, so he can understand the details and know he's getting the right mortgage.
I like it, people. Who wants a treat?
Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Go to rocketmortgage.com today.
Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. And MLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
After the hour, as the DJV experience continues here with Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, I'm Doug Steffen. The focus on our country getting closer to the 4th of July, a lot of people will have patriotism on their mind. And with that, I go back to a conversation that you can hear if you're listening to bits and pieces of the program and you get frustrated because you haven't been able to hear as much as you would like. You can hear the whole thing playing back time after time, because if you go to TuneIn Radio on your computer or your mobile device, your iPhone, iPad, whatever, search for Doug Steffen Now, S-T-E-P-H-A-N Now, Doug Steffen Now. And then what will come up are the programs from today. And you can, that's why we have Doug Steffen Now versus other, you just put Doug Steffen in and it'll give you things from 4 years ago. Which may not help you in your reference to today. And the reason that I bring it up is hour number 5 terms of the lingo. If you wanted to listen to my reference to the Pledge of Allegiance, making reference to liberty and justice for all because of the freedom gained by a couple of people who were charged with crimes, convicted of crimes, and then found out that they didn't do what they were convicted of doing. And I cast aspersions sometimes on our system because it is not liberty. It is not justice. There are not people. Everybody in this country is not free. There are some people who don't have justice served on them, not metered out properly because they get away with things. And then there are others who are convicted and ought not to be. Again, it's not a perfect place. But to focus on this from the Pledge of Allegiance, the idea of having liberty and justice for all, brings me around to thinking about hearing. I've heard any number of recorded versions of this. I think this one may be among the best.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We can aspire to that. Whether we actually have it or not remains to be seen. But it's the simple things, Victoria, like being able to say that. Do you ever, when you grew up under the guise of going to public school, did you say the pledge every day, every week? Did
you? I think it was every morning, yeah.
Yeah, well, we did too. How is it? But it doesn't get done anymore, does it?
Does I the don't pledge know.
Said there are all these people that have a problem with saying, under God, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic, which is what we have. We don't have a democracy. We have a republic. To the republic for which it stands, one nation, and then the controversy under God, with liberty and individual, you know, all the rest of the stuff. The stuff about under God gets in the way. But I wonder how many people recite it every day like you did, like I did. Kara, when you were going to school, did you do the pledge?
Yeah, we had the morning announcements every morning, and somebody read it, and you stood up and put your hand over your heart.
So is there anything wrong with continuing to do that? Why wouldn't you? I don't understand why people object to it.
I don't get it either. I mean, it's under God. Well, okay, that doesn't mean who's God or which God you believe in.
It doesn't say
or
religion. God is not religious.
It doesn't
religious.
Say Jesus.
God doesn't give a damn about religion, actually.
Right. If it was one nation under Jesus, then I can understand that.
Right.
But it's just God, you know.
Right.
So,
it is
I don't,
God.
I don't really get the problem with that.
Okay. So
some people like to just have a problem with things.
Right,
for no
exactly. Everybody's got a problem.
Yep.
Everybody's got a chip on their shoulder. What's the problem? Okay, I'll tell you one problem. We're going to discuss a couple of problems here. The problem that some people are having with the threat of oil and gas development in our national parks, we're going to examine that with a fellow who is working with the conservation district. I think his story should be heard, so we'll get to that in a few minutes. Meanwhile, there are people who are concerned about what's going on. You know, the stock market is so healthy, and people say, wait a minute, this doesn't make any sense. Look at all the things around us that are a problem that seem to be pointing to dismay in the retail business, for example. We're built our country, the strength of the integrity, if you will, of our financial system is built around a lot of these big retail chains. But we have too many of them. And according to a professor who's been studying this, looking at Amazon and its success, tells you there are too many retail stores, time for and this happens in America, this happens in a free society. Government's not going to shore these companies up. They win it or don't. You know, are you buying things at the Gap? Are you buying things at Walmart? Are you buying things on Amazon? Are you buying things online, or are you going to the store to buy them? I don't like buying things online, but I do. I will tell you, I buy books and things like that online because it's handy at Amazon. Do I buy my... I can't imagine. People are going to be buying food, supposedly, online on Amazon.
I do, and so does Jennifer.
You buy food? Do you really?
Yeah, Amazon
really?
Fresh. It's actually great, and the prices are incredibly reasonable compared to what I pay in New York. And Jen said that out in L.A., It's actually cheaper for her to use Amazon Fresh as well.
Like
and it's delivered
to
right
store.
To your door.
I like to go to the store and feel the stuff. I don't know.
We'd get a delivery maybe once every 2 weeks, and there are things that we'd have to run to the grocery store for, you know, last minute or whatever. But
right.
It is nice to save on bread and eggs and milk and things that tend to be really expensive for us right here in New York. Right. It's nice to have a break on that.
Yeah. All right, well. It's a way of us understanding kind of what's going on. Amazon could be the first company in the history of the world to be worth $1 trillion.
Wow, a trillion.
$1 trillion. Can you imagine that? And the stock that Bezos has in it and how much that's all worth? His net worth has gone up $19 billion this year. But where else could it happen but America, really, when you get right down to it, back to the Pledge of Allegiance and the things that aren't great about our country, the things that are great, include the ability to create stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Only in America. I couldn't do this radio program the way I do it any place but here. This is a uniquely American company, and the way I do my radio stuff is uniquely American. Couldn't do it anywhere else like this. Couldn't. Wouldn't be able to.
It's true.
So, something to think about. All right, here's a unique and good American company that I want to call your attention to. Champion Power Equipment. Their website, championpowerequipment.com, is all about the different types of generators that are available for you to use in your home. There are all kinds of products. I happen to be using, I'm going to get installed in the next week or so, a Champion Power Home Standby Generator. And it'll be automatic. It's gas-powered. It will be the simple solution to a concern that I have about power going out and my ability to do this radio program if I don't have any power. I can't open the window and yell, Victoria! Jennifer! Can't do that. Got to have power. Got to have electricity. Got to have the internet. And so this Champion, this fabulous Champion generator that I'm having installed will manage power for my entire home. That's how good this is. It will be like there isn't a problem with power, because there won't be. I have this generator that will go on automatically. It'll start when the power is interrupted. Bingo! It goes right on, stays on, until the power comes back, and then it automatically shuts off. So I'll have heat, I'll have air conditioning, I'll have my appliances, I'll be able to keep my home business operating. I have sump pumps in case there's water in the cellar. I won't have frozen pipes. I will have peace of mind when I am away. And so that's really the strength. That's what I'm working toward. And so as we get the planning done, get this thing, we have the ground is all ready and the pipes are there and the electricity is there. It's just kind of a cool thing. So may I suggest to you, if you're thinking about the same thing, trying to protect yourself, go to the place where you'll find the champion. There are a lot of pretenders, some contenders, but there's only one Champion Power Equipment. Please check it out at championpowerequipment.com.
Staples knows that when your desk has seen better days and months, it's time. When your old whiteboard is now your old gray board, it's time. When your office chairs recline, even though they weren't designed to, it's definitely time. And it's times like these when pros turn to Staples. Staples has everything to furnish your office at great prices, like Staples Hiken Chair, now $129.99, a $100 savings. Staples, it's pro time.
10, 6, 17, 17, valid on SKUs 225-7054 and 990-119.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Coming up about 45 past the hour, let's welcome into the program Nick Lund, who is here from Landscape Conservation at the NPCA. This is a nonprofit, npca.org, the National Parks Conservatory. I used to know what it stood for, but I don't. I forget, Nick. So
tell me.
Yeah, you'll have my back on this one. What is the NPCA?
I got you. It's a long name. It stands for National Parks Conservation Association.
Okay. All right. Good. So the Trump administration is considering how to manage public lands, and there's a report by your group that shows how many parks are going to be potentially developed. What's wrong with this plan? If there is something wrong with it, what do you folks think is wrong with it, and what ought to be done to clean it up?
Sure. Well, all we're saying is that national parks are fantastic. They had another record high visitation in 2016, 330 million people, generating almost $35 billion in economic activity, supporting over 318,000 jobs. National parks are world famous, and they should be protected. And so as the administration figures out how it's going to lease for oil and gas out west, all we are saying is that these national parks and the economies that they support deserve to be considered and protected. And the administration should talk with the locals and the local elected officials to say, hey, here's where leasing can be done, maybe, and maybe here's where it shouldn't be done, so we can protect the national park experience.
Right, so you're not saying no. You're not saying no to development. You're just saying let's do it smart and let's do it in the areas that will not affect the usage of these parks. If I'm hearing what you're saying,
exactly.
Great. I don't want to put words in your
mouth. No, absolutely right. What has happened in the past is that the Bureau of Land Management, which is responsible for leasing a lot of these lands, has sort of just willy-nilly issued leases and allowed development right next to parks or in other places that are not right, where, you know, they hurt businesses and things like that. All we're saying is that we need to get together and talk with each other about where it can go and where it can't go, because you have these national parks. They are these economic anchors for their local communities. People's businesses rely on them, and they rely on the visitation. They rely on word of mouth from having a good experience and not having bad air quality or, you know, industrialization when they're trying to enjoy a natural experience. So all we're saying is that we need to work together, the Park Service and the BLM and the local communities, to figure out how it can be done the right way.
Yeah, and I think this isn't just the Trump. These are not the Trumpsters only. I think Obama, you go back, Bush, a lot of these people that were running the country were doing the same thing, sort of helter-skelter. Not any plan.
Absolutely.
And I think what I hear from you again is that we need a plan to do this intelligently so everybody is protected and everybody gets what they want, which is fair.
That's absolutely right. There are certain ways to do this. There's one technique called a master leasing plan, which the BLM sort of organizes everybody. You get in the same room, and you just talk around a table, and you have maps, and you say, this, you know, I have a mountain bike business, and this is the trail here, and if we, you know, build that into a road, then we can't go there, and I'm out of business. And you just share maps around. I've done that as part of a process in Moab, Utah, and it worked great. That's all we need. You're right. Previous administrations for years, including the beginning of the Obama administration, just sort of went willy-nilly. But we learned, and people got angry when leases were issued in places they shouldn't be.
Yeah, and
so
they ought to get angry.
We want to make.
No. Why would you want to screw up? It's an environmental issue, I suppose, to a point. It's an economic issue to a point. It's protecting what the taxpayers have paid for to a point. I mean, there's all kinds of ways of looking at this. Just do it smart. And that's all. I think that that's very intelligent, and I laud you for the position of your organization, the National Parks Conservation Association. Remember, I will tell you this, Nick, earlier in the program we've been talking a lot about the label conserve, conservative. Conserve means to save. So save the land where it's appropriate. Use it as it's appropriate. And let's just be, I mean, smart about disruptions and the quality of air and life, and come on, that's really the bottom
line.
You're
absolutely right.
Yeah, all right, so Nick.
Save the parks, save the experiences, save the economies.
Let's send people to the website npca.org, npca.org, to get more info. Thank you, Nick. Good to have you here. Appreciate the heads up. 10 before the hour on the DJV show.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
They didn't even list as overdue for a week. Very first light, Chief. Sheriff's come cruising. So we formed ourselves into tight groups. You know, it's kind of like old squares in a battle, like you see in a calendar, like the Battle of Waterloo, and the idea was, shark comes the nearest man, that man, he starts pounding and hollering and screaming. Sometimes the shark would go away. Sometimes he wouldn't go away. Sometimes that shark, he looks right into you, right into your eyes. You know the thing about a shark, he's got lifeless eyes, black eyes, like a doll's eyes.
Ah! Joss! Look at that. What big teeth you have, Chucker.
That was,
all the better to eat you
with. That was probably the best dialogue sequence in the movie Jaws 75. You know, Robert Shaw did that scene, reportedly did it in one take. If he did that, it's pretty impressive.
Wouldn't be surprised. He's a very good actor. He was a very good actor.
Yeah, it's pretty. He was reportedly pretty boozed up on that set, though.
Well, he drank a lot. He was very. That was one of the things. Interesting you say that. He was known for being boozed up. He was not on drugs, but he drank a lot when he was. The scene when he was the bad guy in the James Bond movie, where he played that white-haired guy that was trying to kill James Bond.
Right.
According, he was sauced all the time in that. And he did a lot. A very famous British actor of the 60s, 70s, I guess 50s, 60s, 70s, little. In the early mid 80s,
he died
of a heart attack. Oh, yeah, Robert Shaw.
Wow, you never would have known from his accent in Jaws.
He was awesome in the movie The Taking of Pelham 123 from 1973.
Bad guy. Oh, my God, what a bad guy.
Yeah. But, you know, the reason we play that scene from Jaws is a new shark movie coming out.
Oh!
Prati, 47 meters down. Yeah, and I'll tell you a quick background. This is a really interesting background story on this movie. This movie was shot, for the most part, on the cheap. It stars an actress named Claire Holt, who is in CW's Vampire Diaries, and Mandy Moore, who's hit big on the NBC popular show This Is Us. This movie, 47 Meters Down, originally was titled In the Deep. It was shot 3 years ago. It was financed by Dimension Films, which is a subsidiary of Weinstein.
Yeah,
now, this movie was going to go last year direct to DVD. It had a release date of August. This other company, Entertainment Studios, swooped in and bought the movie right before it came out on DVD, because the movie The Shallows, another shark film with Blake Lively, hit pretty big at the box office, and they're going to release it this Friday in 2,500 screens. So primarily, they're taking a shot, and they're rolling the dice, thinking, you know, it's going to make money. And the reviews, there's actually some reviews online that were written almost a year ago when it was going on DVD, which are pretty good. I don't know how that's going to translate into mainstream.
All right, wait a minute. I got a question for you, Sharker.
Go ahead.
Does this movie take the intellectual approach to shark matters versus the way that Sharknado approaches shark matters?
Well, I know that, well, you're really going off the rails with the Sharknado, but it's probably just, you know, it's a jump scare movie. It's a jump scare movie going by the trailer. But I think it'll have, honestly, I think it'll have a pretty good opening weekend. Just my gut feeling.
Yeah, you're going to go.
But
see
it is interesting that it was shot 3 years ago and it's just being released.
So how many? Is this 47 meters below? Is that where the shark pulls
47
all
meters
the
down? Yeah, they're in a shark cage, and it breaks and they go down to the bottom of the ocean, 47 meters down. I guess.
How many people do they eat over the course of the movie?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't see the movie yet. But
It's like Jurassic Park. Instead of all the dinosaurs eating people, sharks eat people. Why do people want to go see stuff like that? The blood and the gore. I'm going to chew up some human being and there's blood all over the place and somebody's eyeball pops out of the mouth of the... What in the world? Why does anybody want to see that?
Well, did you like Jaws, Doug?
Who,
did you
me?
No,
I never saw... I've seen bits and pieces of it. I never saw the whole movie. I've seen enough of it to see Shaw get eaten by the shark. And then you go to the Universal Park and you see the shark in the park and you think to myself, what in the world? This is what everybody was scared of?
Did you see The Shallows with Blake Lively?
No, he wouldn't see that.
Really?
I did. I thought it was pretty good.
Listen, after I walked out of the film watching Blake Lively for 2 hours in a bikini, I said, was that a shark movie?
All right, 30 seconds. Movie news. What do you have?
Interesting, Doug. Warner Brothers has hired a director to helm a remake of the 1980s hit fun film Cannonball Run, which starred Burt Reynolds and all his friends. I guess they look at that property and deem it as a possible franchise. I'm just curious who they get the star in it.
Yeah, it makes a difference who the star is. You seen the Burt Reynolds promotions for the car now? Man, does he look old. Woof. All right, Chucker, 59 past the hour.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.